Former CBS reporter says network seized her confidential files. Former CBS reporter Catherine Herridge said on April 11 that her former employer seized some of her files, including files containing confidential information. Ms. Herridge told a U.S. House of Representatives panel in Washington that she was informed in a Zoom call that she was being terminated. "I was locked out of my emails, and I was locked out of the office," she said. CBS News seized hundreds of pages of my reporting files, including confidential source information. Ms. Herridge said that was not normal, describing it as an attack on investigative journalism. She said that the move crossed a red line that I believe should never be crossed by any media organization. Mary Cavallaro, an official with the Screen Actors Guild American Federation of Television and Radio Artists Union, said she could not recall another instance where a reporter's files were seized. A CBS spokesperson previously told the Epoch Times that the network had her files, but had not gone through them. "We have respected her request to not go through the files, and out of our concern for confidential sources, the office she occupied has remained secure since her departure," the spokesperson said. Representative Chip Roy, chairman of the House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution and Limited Government, which was holding the hearing, said that CBS took unprecedented actions with regards to her belongings, including source materials. Representative Jim Jordan, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, said the actions were scary. Ms. Herridge said she remains unsure why she was fired, but described differences in opinion regarding reporting on Hunter Biden, President Joe Biden's son, and the president. "There was tension over the Hunter Biden reporting and the Biden administration, but I can't say for sure why I was let go," Ms. Herridge said. Limited views, killed stories. Ms. Herridge also told lawmakers that after beginning to work at CBS, she noticed that executives limited points of views and voices. "I was uncomfortable with that, because I think good journalism is about diverse voices," she said. Cheryl Atkison, another former CBS reporter, who resigned from CBS in 2014 and now hosts a Sinclair Broadcast Group show, said that she saw stories she was working on killed while she was at CBS after phone calls came in from lawmakers and the White House. "I felt a great deal of pressure channeled through my employer," Ms. Atkison said. "I was told the certain stories weren't going to air because we were getting phone calls. And even though there was nothing wrong with the stories, let's just let it rest for a day. Let's pick it up another time. They're really mad this time." According to Ms. Atkison, the situations did not involve factual objections. "As I was told, they just didn't like it, or it is a story that they felt was unfavorable at times," she said. A CBS spokesperson did not respond to requests for comment. Facing escalating fines. Ms. Herridge was sued while still with Fox over her reporting on an FBI investigation into a Chinese scientist. The scientist, Yinping Chin, has been trying to figure out who passed on information to the reporter. After years of trying to find the identity of the people, Ms. Chin asked for Ms. Herridge to be ordered by a court to disclose the sources. U.S. District Judge Christopher Cooper, an appointee of former President Barack Obama, issued such an order in 2023, finding that Chin's need for the requested evidence overcomes Herridge's qualified First Amendment privilege in this case. Ms. Herridge refused to divulge the information in a subsequent deposition, prompting Judge Cooper to find her in contempt of the court. He issued a daily $800 fine until she complies, although he stayed the order pending the outcome of an appeal she lodged. Ms. Herridge said Thursday she was living a legal nightmare to protect my sources and called for Congress to pass H.4250, or the Protect Reporters from Exploitative State Spying Act. "The act would put an end to the sort of legal jeopardy that I have experienced firsthand in the federal courts," she said. Ms. Cavallaro and Nadine Farid Johnson, policy director of the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University, also said they support the act. Mr. Roy said Thursday that Ms. Herridge exercised her First Amendment right to maintain the source's confidentiality. "If the press cannot protect its sources, then important truths may never come to light and Americans in our democracy suffer, Representative Mary Scanlon, ranking member of the subcommittee, added. It really is incumbent upon Congress to take action to make sure that the courts are not put in a position where they are exerting fines or possible jail time against journalists, because they don't think they have the authority not to, she said later. Senate hasn't taken up. The House Judiciary Committee advanced the legislation in a 23-0 vote in 2023. The full House unanimously approved it in January. But senators have still not taken up the bill. Let's hope the Senate and the White House can figure this out, Mr. Jordan said. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer indicated in March he supports the bill, which is co-sponsored by Representatives Kevin Kiley and Jamie Raskin. I have to talk to some of my members about Raskin's bill, but I've always been a supporter of the Shield Law, he told reporters on Capitol Hill. I was one of the authors of the original Shield Law. The bill says in part that, with limited exceptions, a federal entity may not compel a covered journalist to disclose protected information. Ms. Cavallaro said she thinks if the act had been enacted before the ruling against Ms. Herridge, it would have played a role in the case. Kaden Pearson contributed to this report.